G'day, Reece down here. Welcome to episode 93 of the Selection Bullet Points podcast. And this episode is called Playing the Game. And this episode has come off the back of the common selection that was run a few months ago now. And there's a lot of really great points that came out of that. And this is one of the points. And it's called Playing the Game. Selection is obviously serious. And it's a test of your physical capabilities as well as your mental resilience and your soldier skills, which include a number of different things. However, there is also an element of gameplay. You want to learn how to play the selection game while on course, all right? And selection is just that. It is a course. But what exactly is the game? Well, the game I'm talking about here is the mental game that instructors play with candidates. The mental game in your head is different, all right? The mental game in your head would be dealing with certain demons within your own mind, such as the imposter syndrome, self-confidence, all right? Things where you will doubt yourself, where you question if you've done enough, whether you question your age and your capability and if you've trained the right elements, all that kind of stuff. That is within your own head. But playing the game in regards to dealing with the instructor's mindset and their games is different. Instructors on selection will fuck with you. And trust me, as an instructor, it is really bloody fun to mess with candidates. And when instructors do this, they are testing you. They are testing and assessing how you respond to certain stimuli, certain probes, certain accusations, certain questioning. Now, sometimes, and often actually, this is extremely targeted and deliberate, right? They want to find out something. Maybe they haven't assessed you well enough, or you've been a bit of a gray man during the course so far. So they want to then test you, and it's quite targeted and deliberate. Other times it's not. Other times it's just to fuck with you. But in doing this, they are attempting to find a chink in your armor, or rather test your armor. They are attempting to find an avenue to exploit and attack. They want to find a weakness or, and this is very important, or confirm a strength, confirm your strength. A particular look you give, body language you exhibit, facial expressions, tone of voice. They're looking to see how you respond to said stimuli. Are you exhibiting fragility, being timid, responding negatively, or are you exhibiting strength, resolve, resilience, stoicism? This is the selection game. For example, during a kit check, when you ask whether or not you can hoist your webbing up for the 3.2K run, an instructor might respond with, unlike other selection courses, we don't cheat here. No, you can't hoist your webbing up. They might get in your face during a PT session and question whether or not you've completed the required number of reps for a particular activity, questioning your integrity. They might come up and ask you whether you actually trained for selection when you're bent over and throwing your guts up during a particular tough pack march. And that is exactly what happened to me. Another example might be you decide to lay down your weapon on the ground while you fill up your water bottles during a particular navigation activity. The instructor may question if laying your weapon in the dirt is professional. They might question your intelligence when you can't seem to recall certain Mandarin phrases you learned for the first time 3 days ago. They may question your physical capacity to complete selection, your mental ability to complete Rio, your skill set to operate in the unit. They may question every single thing about you. And it's all a test. It's part of the selection game. And you need to be able to play it. So how do you play it? Well, you accept it for what it is. It's an assessment of you by the selection staff, the staff of the very unit that you want to be a part of. They're assessing if you have what it takes. Are you the future operator that he wants to work with in the unit? Do you have the emotional intelligence, the psychological maturity, the physical capability, the stoic attitude, the team mentality that is required of SF operators? Will you be a benefit to SOCOM? This is what they are attempting to assess. So, When you're politely invited to play the selection game, humbly accept. Be grateful that they have chosen to test you, that they think you are worthy of assessing, that they are willing to spend their precious time, because time is all we've got, on you. Testing, assessing, scrutinizing you. Be willing to accept their challenge. Be ready to show them what you have, that you have what it takes, to display to them that you indeed possess the attributes of an SF operator, that you are the guy they want in their team. So, whenever you find yourself playing the selection game, always remain calm, truthful, be polite and professional in your responses, keep your emotions in check, back yourself, know your worth, and never compromise on your principles. And that, my future SF candidate, is all you can do. And that's it for this lesson on playing the selection game. If you need any help or you have any questions, make sure you reach out. You can email me, Reese, which is rhys@operatoredge.com, or you can check out operatoredge.com/selection, a number of different free resources there. But I hope you got a lot out of this episode, episode 93, playing the game. And I will see you in the next one. Thanks.